Thursday Music Club. Let's do some of that, and we'll turn you on to some local sounds. Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward, online at playitforwardstl.org. Greetings, my dear.
Hello, my love. Welcome back.
How's your charmed existence?
Things are great.
Everything all right in your world?
Yeah, I'll keep you abreast of my situation.
What the hell are your pipes made of at your house? Cheese? How many water pipes broke at your house?
Three. At three different separate times. Thank you very much. 8 days without water. Frozen pipes.
That's craziness.
Yes. It was fun. Good times.
What happens when it gets really cold again? Have you done anything to protect yourself?
No.
Like wrap them in
insulation? Oh, yeah. We've done that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one time, I had them completely wrapped with that electrical tape or whatever. Right. And went upstairs to have a cup of tea because we're British and that's what we do. Waited for the pipe to warm up, and I bought the only defaulty one that they had on the shelf. That really happened in the winter of 2014.
And the fun never stops, does it?
It hasn't ended, no.
In your world? And what else is going on?
What do you want to know?
I know you're wincing. You look like you're in pain.
I am in pain. So a public service announcement.
Because you're here, or
something? Usually, that is painful, but not today. I have another painful problem.
What's going on with you?
So you and I talked about this on the phone, and I thought it was worth the mention. So ladies, gentlemen, pay attention to your mammograms. I had a little bit of a scare on Tuesday. Apparently, I have a lump the size of Texas in my breast, and went to the cancer clinic, and two sonograms and one mammogram later tells me it's not cancer. And obviously, I'm gratefully relieved. But just a message to remind ladies, girls, aunties, sisters, wives, get your yearly mammograms. They're extremely important.
And I hear from women that they don't because they're painful. That's why they put them off.
Okay, and let's talk about that because that's a lie. Cancer hurts. Mammograms do not. Yes, it's uncomfortable. They're smushing your boob into like this little container to take a photo of it. It's not the most comfort position ever, but it's not painful. Not at all. And everybody says, well, cancer's not painful, and that's not true either. I've talked to a few girls I know that have had breast cancer in the past, and it's extremely painful.
So is it coincidental that you went and got a mammogram and they found a lump, or was this something that just showed up and it was obvious that it was a lump?
That's what's kind of scary, because I haven't had a mammogram in 4 years. I'm in my late 40s. You're supposed to go every year, and this lump came up out of nowhere. Just on Friday, come Sunday, I have a massive lump in my breast, and I had no idea what it was. So fortunately, it is not breast cancer, but it very well could have been, and we could be a different conversation.
Both sides or just one side?
Just one side. Just one side. And that's always also more alarming if it's just one breast and not both. So from now on, I will be going once a year to get mammograms, and so should all the ladies out there. Make your appointments. Does not hurt.
Well, I'm overwhelmed with joy by the news that it's nothing really serious with
me
you.
Me too.
I'm sorry you're in pain.
Thank you.
And mostly I'm proud of myself for being able to keep my wildly inappropriate comments to myself that entire time.
You know, I kept looking at you and I'd pause and I was waiting, but you're such a sweet boy now. Look at you.
That was a very difficult 5 minutes just then.
You can roll it out later when I leave.
I beg your
pardon? But anywho's.
Not until the lump goes away. All right, let's talk about the Play It Forward and stuff going on that front. And for people that don't know, Play It Forward, an organization founded by Sam and the support of an army of others who have come together to provide instruments and funding so that Sam can get musical instruments in the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have that experience. And sadly, schools are slashing left and right to maintain a budget, and the first thing to go is music programs, sadly. You know, so some of them don't even have a music department. You got bands with like one trombone, you know, for 50 kids that want to play in the horn section. So your work cut out for you, and you have been you've been fighting the good fight. Where are we?
We're doing so well. I'm overly humbled and impressed with St. Louis. So I know we were talking for a couple of weeks about doing this big delivery, and of course the snow came in and the schools were closed for a week and a half. But tomorrow is the day. We're going into East St. Louis, and we're taking everything Play It Forward has. We're talking trombones, We have two keyboards, a drum kit, violins, trumpets, trombones, clarinets, bells, bass guitars, electric guitars, acoustic guitars. We have probably, I'm probably underestimating $30,000 to $40,000 worth of instruments going to East St. Louis High School. The band director knows that we're coming, and he's very excited. And I think it's going to be an extremely emotional afternoon.
But the kids don't.
The kids do not know we're coming. No, he didn't want to let them know. So, of course, we've done this before, and we're envisioning coming into the classroom and, you know, just wowing the kids with a lot of instruments. I probably have 7 or 8 bass guitars. So we have we're going to complete their rhythm section, and they have no idea this is happening. So very cool.
So this will clear out the closets there, Play It Forward.
Exactly, so is the point to
time,
do that.
But time to start over again.
Yes, because what I've discovered this last year, we were getting so many instruments come in, and my time is limited with work and everything else. So I wasn't able just to go drop off one instrument. So I decided to gather a bunch, and that's what we've done. So it's real important now to email us via the website, playitforwardstl.org, and please donate your clarinets, your trumpets, horns, violins. No pianos, please. We still don't need pianos. We're stocked up.
You just don't want to carry them.
Yeah, and that. We have so many piano requests, and I'd love to take them, but again, we just can't. We're looking for those smaller instruments. And I just met a lady in the parking lot. Her and I coordinated to meet here, and she just gave me a bunch of accessories and supplies for violins, and that's probably a $200 value with what
sure.
she just given me.
Also sheet music, something a lot of schools
sheet music,
need, too.
Just so many books, so many things.
Look around, people. I'm sure you got something to help out. PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information. All right, we're going to move any fundraisers or anything we need to hit to?
Yes, Mardi Gras is having their St. Patty's Day parade. And the first 100 people to bring any kind of an instrument get their fees waived for the run. So we'll talk more about that as time comes, but that just came up a few days ago.
All right, let's bring the music more local. And Samantha Fisher with us, Play It Forward. Online at playitforwardstl.org, looking for instruments for the kids. But let's talk about some of the music around town. Who's playing where? What's going on? Tell us.
Tommy Halloran, one of my local faves.
Yeah?
You know Tommy, don't you? Yes, you do.
Of course I do.
You have to know Tommy Halloran. I've been playing around St. Louis for quite some time. One of my favorites in St. Louis, he's just got this real unique look, sound, this just kind of this jazzy blues kind of stuff. I'm a huge fan. So you can check him out Thursday, January 16th at Joe's Cafe at 8 p.m.
That's today.
Oh, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Joe's Cafe. Saturday, the 18th at Moonshine Blues Bar in St. Charles, 9 to 1. I've been hearing a lot about this venue, and a lot of our St. Louis boys and girls are playing there. And on Sunday, January 19th at my house, the Broadway Oyster Bar, that's an afternoon show from 2 to 5. And Tommy is releasing a brand new CD, Under the Catalpa Tree. Is that what we said it was?
Catalpa? Probably.
Under the Catalpa Tree, CD release party at the Mad Art Gallery, 7 p.m., January 25th. You can find Tommy on Facebook, Rebird Nation, all those great sites. And this track is called My Favorite Sin.
See a face in every railroad station. I know there's only one explanation. Lord, please, no, not again. Cause I tried so hard to forget you, when I finally got the strength to quit you. Now all I can think is to kiss you. Oh, here we go, here we go again. And again. And again. You're my favorite.
Tommy Allen, CD release party on the 25th, and that is from that. That's from the new release. Nice.
I knew you'd like that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Been around for a long time. One of our personal favorites.
What does he play? Is he the
sings? He sings and he plays guitar.
Plays guitar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he plays multiple instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll correct me on that, but I'm almost positive he does. He's a cool cat.
It was nice.
We got Gabby coming up in a little bit. Before we get there, let's squeeze in one more, can we?
Again, one of my faves, Mr. Johnny Fox. Johnny is releasing his new album in the spring. The title of that is going to be Room to Move and Time to Think. Right now, he's out in Columbia, Missouri. He's taking a break from playing out live, but he's writing his new album. And once a month, he plays at the Veterans Hospital in Columbia, Missouri, for all the vets that are placed in that center, which I kind of like that about him.
All right, and so do we have something from the new release here?
Yeah, this track is called Arizona, and this one's for you, Charlie.
All right, we're going out with that. Samantha, I'm glad things are good for you. You're doing well. Thanks for making the trip. And play it forward, STL.org. Get those instruments. Come on, get them together. Let's get them to kids that can really take advantage of them. 142, Gabby's up next.
It's in the tone of your voice. When it's on.